The COVID-19 pandemic presented challenges on many levels for residents in the region. It's been well publicized how people have been impacted financially, mentally, and emotionally. When it comes to drug-related issues, which have been a hot-button topic in both the region and the city, the proof is in the numbers. For opioid-related deaths, both confirmed and probable, those numbers come from the office of the chief coroner. And they're not promising. In 2018, there were 64 opioid-related deaths reported by Region of Waterloo Public Health, 24 of which happened in Cambridge. The following year, the total number stayed steady, while the Cambridge saw a decrease in deaths to 15. But then the pandemic struck, and it took its toll. The number of opioid-related deaths soared to 107. Cambridge accounted for 27 of them. Of those 107, 90 came between the months of March and December 2020. Flip the calendar to 2021, and the concerning trend continued. Deaths increased to 113 in the region and 32 within the city. Numbers for 2022 have only been released for January to June, with 47 deaths being recorded and 13 in Cambridge. Province-wide, those aged 30 to 59 remain the most impacted, and 3 out of every 4 deaths have been males since the beginning of the pandemic. In the first 6 months of 2022, there have been 1,278 deaths in Ontario. The numbers are sure to stoke further conversations about the importance of the consumption and treatment site planned for 150 Main Street. The latest update Cambridge Today received from the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo and area, which is overseeing the application, was back in October and stated they're still in the data gathering phase. Council had initially voted to approve the CTS in downtown Galt back in October of 2021. Region of Waterloo Public Health encompasses Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo, and the townships of North Dumfries, Wellesley, Wilmot and Woolwich.